This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
And now it's time for the mortgage rate update. What's going on in interest rates? Matt Graham is here with us, founder and CEO of MBS Live, and he has this week's market update. Matt?
This is Matt Graham with the MBS Live market update. Last week was one of the most volatile weeks we've had in the past few months, and it really centered on the Fed announcement. But before the Fed announcement, we had economic data on Tuesday morning that included weaker than expected retail sales, but with a nice positive revision. And perhaps more importantly, a strong reading in producer prices. Normally, producer prices are not important. It's not a really relevant piece of economic data as far as market movement is concerned. But seeing an eye-watering number such as 4.8% in terms of core year-over-year producer price inflation was pretty staggering. More importantly, the month-over-month numbers have been big as well. So core producer prices rose 0.7% versus a 0.5 forecast. And it doesn't take very long to realize that inflation really is growing rather quickly when you multiply 0.7 times 12. At any rate, that drove rates higher heading into the Fed announcement on Wednesday at 2 p.m. We weren't expecting the Fed to make any significant changes to its policies. Yes, they did tweak some administrative rates, interest on excess reserves, but these were just housekeeping changes in response to money market fluctuations in terms of the Fed's reverse repurchase operations. In fact, in last week's podcast, we talked about the fact that an IOER tweak was likely, and they did that. But that is not what had any effect on the market at 2 p.m. on Wednesday. By far and away, the biggest deal was the dots, and that refers to the Fed's dot plot, and that is how they convey their economic projections, specifically the ones where each individual Fed member offers their point of view on where the Fed funds rate will be at key moments in the next few years. The biggest piece of news there was by the end of 2023, the median Fed member now saw the Fed funds rate being a whole 0.5% higher than they did at the last set of economic projections. Now, these only come out quarterly, so the last time we got these was in March, and we knew they would probably be moving up. Nonetheless, it was a bit more than the average market participant felt they would see. And how do we know that it was the dots as opposed to some rhetoric in Powell's press conference that had an impact on rates? The easiest way to see that is that two-year treasury yields and in general the short end of the yield curve got completely destroyed relative to the long end of the yield curve. In other words, short-term yields were rising much more quickly than longer-dated yields. And in a move that surprised quite a lot of people, the day after the Fed announcement, longer-term yields, including 10s and especially 30s, fell significantly. In fact, all the way back to pre-Fed levels and then some by Friday afternoon, while short-term yields continued to move higher and higher. So one thing we have going on here is the notion of curve trading. You have flatteners and steepeners, and we're talking about the shape of the yield curve or just the various interest rates for various periods of time. In general, the longer the amount of time is that an investor is committing their money, the more return they want on that investment. And that's why the yield curve generally moves from low to high in terms of yield as you move from low to high in terms of duration. So one of the most fashionable trades of 2021 has been the steepener, meaning that investors are seeing longer-term rates moving higher relative to short-term rates because the Fed has said it's going to keep short-term rates low at least for the rest of 2021, probably for most of 2022. And that means that a two-year treasury yield is never going to need to be very far from the Fed funds rate, at least right now, because if the Fed is keeping the Fed funds rate around 0% for the next 2 years, doesn't make any sense for today's two-year treasury yield to be much higher. At the same time, all of the stimulus, both fiscal and monetary, contributes to upward pressure on longer-term rates as it restokes the fires of inflation and economic growth, all things that should drive yields higher in the longer term. The trade was so fashionable, however, that it ran the risk of being sort of imbalanced, and that began to run its course actually 2 weeks ago with the short squeeze that we discussed in last week's podcast. And so here again, again, we have an overabundance of steepener trades coming into the Fed. And now those have had their own sort of short squeeze as they have been forced to either enter flattener trades or just to unwind steepener trades. So that added to the frenzy heading back toward lower rates at the end of last week. As far as the new week is concerned, we're seeing some of that flushing out of those steepener trades, probably hitting its limit. And it seems like things are calming down as we gear up to digest this week's Treasury auction cycle. That gives the markets an opportunity to sort of vote on how they feel about this new run toward lower yields. If the auctions are significantly stronger than expected, then we wouldn't be surprised to see rates continue lower, maybe into the 1.2 range. They were in the 1.3s overnight before bouncing in the domestic session. We're talking about 10-year Treasury yields, of course. MBS underperforming 10-year Treasury yields because the Fed is increasingly talking about tapering MBS in a different way than Treasuries and perhaps getting out of MBS altogether. It's not a new concept, but the market is cautious about those prospects. So widening in terms of MBS versus Treasuries isn't a huge deal at current levels, just because we were at all-time tights at the beginning of May. Other news in the week ahead, pretty sparse. There are several housing market reports. Those don't tend to be big market movers for the bond market right now, but they, in this case, may continue to inform Fed policy. I think to whatever extent the Fed sees their rate policies contributing to overheating in housing and especially in home prices, they will be increasingly likely or increasingly discussing the possibility of tapering MBS more quickly than Treasuries. Friday's biggest piece, well, the whole week's biggest piece of economic data comes on Friday with core PCE inflation, 8:30 a.m. Eastern, seen coming in at 3.4% versus 3.1% last time. Investors will, of course, be looking at the month-over-month numbers as well, and this is one of the Fed's preferred inflation gauges. So the sooner that we continue to see like successive months of over 3% core inflation, according to PCE, CPI, the more the Fed is going to talk about tapering, the closer they'll be to pulling the trigger. And it would be pretty hard for yields to continue to push lower in that environment. So inflation reports are super important right now, and second only to NFP, which will be coming out next Friday ahead of a 3-day weekend. So the volatility definitely may not be over in the short term.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it again. Be sure to sign up for mbslive.net. And if you use the LOL codes, you get an extended trial period and no credit card is required. Next week, we have Justin Demolia coming on from Lenders One. Really excited about this interview and talking about the upcoming conference. We get to get together again in Orlando coming up in August. You can hear about that conference. We're back together. The band is back together. I tell you, I've never seen an industry so ready to connect. We're an industry that it's about relations and we love meeting each other in person. Also want to say a thank you to our sponsors who make this podcast possible each and every week. Finastra, as well as the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Lenders One, Incelerate, Mobility MMI, as well as Modex, the MBA, as well as Knowledge Group and the Mortgage Collaborative. Thanks for being here this week. Tell others about the podcast and have a great week.
You've been listening to Lickin on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.